All right.
Oh, Arcadia.
We have a terrific contest here. Sandals Resorts are made for the Caribbean, and we want to send you there. Indulge in an all-inclusive romantic getaway with the one you love on a four-day, three-night vacation for two at any Sandals Resort in Jamaica, Curaçao, or the Bahamas with round-trip airfare. To enter enter for a chance to win, text this hour's national keyword, SPA, that's SPA, to 95819. SPA to 95819. And for full details and contest rules, visit WJR.com.
I was going to take a break to text, but I don't think I'm eligible to win, so thanks. Let's jump right back in. And our next guest, we're really honored to have you join us, Senator Eric Nesbitt, who is the Senate Republican leader in the 20th District of Michigan, which we'd love for you to tell us where that is. But my question, just to kick things off, because you are serving and you want to serve more, what drove you to do this back when you first ran?
Yeah, so one, sign me up in that contest if I'm able. My wife's about 32 weeks pregnant right now. She's measuring about 3 weeks early, and so I'm sure she'd look forward to a spa day when this is all taken care of. But yeah, no traveling for us for a little bit. I actually I have a 5.5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and we got the third one on the way. Built the bunk beds in the extra bedroom, you know, two Sundays ago to make sure that we get the nursery ready for the third one.
Congratulations.
But exciting.
That's great.
I mean, that's why I'm running now, is because of the next generation, the kids. I mean, the family's been farming for six generations here in Michigan. And as I look at Lansing, as I look at state government, Michiganders deserve so much better than what they're getting out of state government today, from the services that are there, from the permitting, from our education to our infrastructure to building more prosperity for a future. And if you go back to the lost decade, and that was part of the reason why I first got involved in politics, was Governor Granholm. At the end of that first decade in the 21st century, we were one of two states to lose population between censuses. One of two. Louisiana was the only other one, and they had an excuse. They had Hurricane Katrina that went through. We had Hurricane Granholm, and you saw what happened after those years is that we were number one in areas we should be 50th in. We were 50th in areas we should be one in. I mean, we had a nearly 15% unemployment rate, huge deficits, and I think we got to work pretty hard on scrapping the old Michigan business tax, passing right to work, scrapping about 2,200 rules and regulations, getting back to growing our economy, growing our state again. And as I look at it today, after the last few years, is that the COVID lockdowns of our businesses, telling employees, telling workers that they're not critical workers. I mean, what does that do to somebody's mental health? Locking students out of their classrooms. I mean, we had something personal. I 5.5 years ago, or 4.5 years ago, we had a miscarriage, and we were expecting a second one to be born, and this was after the second lockdowns, the end of November. And we're joking on the way in, but I couldn't go into the doctor's office because of the lockdowns. And I'm sitting out in the car, and I get a text from my wife saying, I had a miscarriage, not growing. The person who's governor, the person who's leading the state, there's so many issues at hand that you got to have somebody that willing to have the understanding of what it means to working families, to students, to workers around the state. And this is something where all this, of the whether it's the lockdowns or only 3 out of 4 fourth graders were able to read at grade level, 3 out of 4 eighth graders were able to read at grade level. Mississippi has higher reading scores than we do. We got to shake things up here. And you look at it, if we do nothing, if we just stay with the status quo here in Michigan, we will lose another 700,000 people net over the next 30 years.
Senator, with that as a backdrop, then, what are you hoping to hear tonight?
I mean, my hope is with winning back, with what we saw last November, with House Republicans winning back, the state House, a check on the trifecta, with President Trump winning the state, I think people in Michigan are sick and tired of the status quo. And this is something you see President Trump's doing at the federal level. I know there's a lot of gnashing of teeth when you try to remake, reform government, try to, question the spending that's going on, try to question the bureaucracy. But what I would like to hear first and foremost is, and this is something where I believe only the executive can truly do, is a DOGE My State Government. This is something we're finding the efficiencies and having an office that actually dives in and has that ability to dive in each of these state departments to find how to make it more efficient, more cost effective. And I'm hopeful on what she said on permitting is possible, because capital follows the path of least resistance. So when you put up a lot of resistance, like electricity, when you put up a lot of resistors, electricity will go a certain way. You see that with capital right now. Capital coming into Michigan, it's going elsewhere. It's not coming here because we put up too many resistors. And that can be anywhere from the higher income tax. Only state in the nation that increased the income tax last year was Michigan. And you see that with permitting. I hear it time after time from folks that want to invest and grow jobs here, whether it's in Pontiac or Holland or Cassopolis. I have stories of folks that have trouble getting the permits they need to grow and invest here in the state. And I hope that what I've been hearing, it's not just window dressing, something serious, because of the last 6 years under this governor, what I've seen and heard on the ground is that it's near impossible to get a predictable answer on permits and licenses.
So picking up a little bit further after the speech and as we look into the year, we've had some significant compromise in the last week to get some pretty significant things done on behalf of the people. As the leader of the Senate Republicans, what is the priority for your caucus, and what do you want to get done this year?
Yeah, I think what we had to do the last 2 weeks, we should have done 6 months ago, 8 months ago. Senate Republicans were calling on that. House Republicans were calling on that. We were close to getting a deal in December, I think, on some permanent road funding, you know, instead of just increasing debt that we've seen from the Whitmer administration. I mean, all these bonds from these constructions are having to be paid off, and it's probably going to be about $6 billion of payments for $3.5 billion of work. Not a good deal for taxpayers, in my opinion. I would say education at the end of the day. There's 4 years ago, the governor vetoed scholarships for students that were falling back on reading scores from the lockdowns. It was $1,000 scholarships that people could engage tutors to be able to catch them up. And I think that as I look at this year, you got to get back to basics in education. Reading, writing, arithmetic. Let's make sure that we have good standards, we have choice and accountability in our schools. And then also at the high school level, let's work on ways of creating pathways. I think the merit curriculum from 20-some years ago had the best of intentions of saying everybody's college ready. Not everybody's going to go to college. That's the pathways. What's yes. that spark in each one of those students out there that drives them? And so my oldest brother, he went to the Vocational Education Center his junior year. He did diesel mechanics. His senior year, he did work co-op. He worked at a local tractor implements shop. And he's a genius when it comes to fixing a transmission or an engine or rebuilding a tractor. He'd tear one apart and put it back together, and there weren't any parts missing at the end of the weekend. It's kind of impressive when you do that. With myself, I did dual enrollment. I graduated from high school with 25 college credits. And so at the end of the day, how do you find what are the programs that fits for each of those students, and how do you make sure that they accomplish that?
Senator Eric Nesbitt, Republican leader from Michigan's 20th Senate District and a candidate for governor, we really appreciate you stopping by today. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for the work you guys do and continue to broadcast and inform our listeners around Southeast Michigan. God bless you.
God bless.
You're listening to Focus on WJR.